Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you won't be sorry because you could save big money on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you can do right now with your phone for the next few minutes. Just call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
At the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by our friend Martin Weiss, the FS1 producer. He'll have trolling or rolling for us. And interesting stuff, Rob. We're going to get to the it's a football weekend. It's a championship Sunday. We get to find out finally what two teams are going to play in the Super Bowl. And Rob, this does not happen often, where you have four quarterbacks who are right there at the top of the league. I mean, Tom Brady, not what he used to be, but still very, very good and obviously a legend. Aaron Rodgers, a legend, a first ballot Hall of Famer, top five, top seven, whatever you want to say. And if he gets another ring, he's definitely top five, easily. Maybe top three, whatever. Pat Mahomes, who is, by most people's estimation, the best quarterback in the league right now, or this year, or, you know, right now, not this year. And then Josh Allen, who's on the come up. Just because I don't think he's Pat Mahomes doesn't mean I don't think he's a bad boy. He is. And so we got four great quarterbacks going at it, Rob. And NFL.com, as they are prone to do, did a survey. And they said, they did their survey, a small survey. It was a panel of their four columnists. But they determined, Rob, that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback that most needs to win. Of the four remaining.
Did they really need to get people together to come out, figure that out?
They say he's the quarterback who most needs to win the Super Bowl this year.
I think that's the biggest non-story going. I mean, come on. Like, oh, wow, really? You mean a 37-year-old quarterback whose clock is ticking, who wants to go to another Super Bowl? It's him and not two young kids who are 25 and 26? Or not Tom Brady, who's already won six championships? Let me see. Let me figure out. Who would be more apt to need to get to the Super Bowl now? I think it's obvious.
Well,
okay. Continue.
So you think that Aaron Rodgers needs this Super Bowl more than any of the others?
It's not even a question. I don't know how anybody can make any other case.
I've heard you say that Tom Brady would be a failure.
No, if he doesn't
get to the Super Bowl.
No, but my point is, if you're looking at the season, if you're asking me, if Tom Brady loses and they don't go to the Super Bowl, this would be a total failure for Tampa Bay and for Tom Brady.
Wow.
Tom Brady didn't come to Tampa Bay to make the playoffs. I hate to break it to everybody, but the Tampa Bay Bucs already won a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. So they won a Super Bowl.
How long ago was that?
No, it doesn't matter. They won, and it ain't like Tom Brady saving the organization.
Tom Brady's never won Super Bowls without them.
Well, but my point is,
to be exact,
Tom Brady didn't come to Tampa Bay just to make the playoffs, to get the Bucs in the playoffs. All right? It would be equivalent of LeBron James coming to the Lakers after the Lakers missed the playoffs 6 years in a row, and LeBron is happy with making the playoffs with the Lakers. That's not why he came if LeBron is still about winning, which obviously he is once he got Anthony Davis. My point when it comes to Tom Brady is it's Super Bowl or bust. If he does not get to the Super Bowl and fall short or whatever, has three picks and a terrible day or whatever it might be, people will look at it and say, he didn't get there. He didn't do what he was brought in. He was a hired gun.
Does he have to win the Super Bowl or just get there?
No, he needs to win the Super Bowl. Well, I would say if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl, it's a total failure. If he loses, and depending on how he plays, it could be a failure. But not getting at all this season would be a total failure for Tom Brady.
Would it be a total failure if Aaron Rodgers loses Sunday for him?
No.
Really?
I don't think anybody picked Aaron Rodgers because nobody picked him to go to the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be the MVP.
No. I'm talking about going into the season, Chris.
Actually, some people did pick him.
No, they did not. Chris, everybody
they
picked
were 13
Tom Brady.
And 3 last
you
year.
Picked Tom Brady.
Yeah, everybody I did. Picked I'm not everybody. Most Chris. People didn't pick Tom Brady.
Yes, they did. If you go
Rob,
back.
You're crazy.
Most people picked Tom Brady to get to the Super
Stop
Bowl.
It.
That's what I'm talking about, the expectation.
A lot of people, some people pick Green Bay.
Very few people pick Green Bay.
For you to sit up here and say it would be a total failure for a 43-year-old Tom Brady, who we all know and see is not in his prime anymore, it would be a total failure for him to miss the Super Bowl with a team that was 7-9 last year. But for Aaron Rodgers, if he doesn't make the Super Bowl, it wouldn't be a total failure.
Can I give you some numbers?
Let me
finish.
Go ahead.
You can.
You get your chance, of course. He's 37. They were 13-3 last year. He's viewed as the best quarterback in the NFC. He's going to be the MVP. The clock is ticking. He's got one Super Bowl appearance for that matter. Hadn't been to the Super Bowl in a decade. And it would be more of a failure for Tom Brady to miss the Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers? That's utterly ridiculous.
Coming into the season, the Packers were preseason 28-1 to make it to the Super Bowl. The Bucs were 14-1, and that's my point.
People that's everybody? Thought,
that's Vegas.
Was
I'm just talking
ahead
about
of them?
Vegas,
who
Chris.
Who was ahead of Tampa Bay?
Chris, I'm talking who about of, no, who had the, better odds.
Give the whole numbers.
I'm
give
giving you who had better odds, the Packers or the Bucs.
Rob, you're this
I'm asking
silly.
You who had better
okay,
odds.
The obviously, from what you read, the Buccaneers.
All right, that means that people
everybody
thought.
Everybody was picking them. They were 14-1. Who was
Saints,
ahead of them?
The Saints and 49ers
right,
were even picked ahead, okay?
Take it back. You said everybody. You said everybody.
My point
more
is.
More people were picking the Saints, including you.
All right, but my point is the Packers were in the back, were pushed down. Obviously, they have a lot to win. If they
were
to lose a home game.
And three
if they
last
were lose,
year.
Nah, it wasn't the
nah,
same as this
what?
Year.
Just
it wasn't
they
the same as this year.
In
this
the
is
NFC
more of a complete
game?
Team. No, this is more of a complete team. And I'll just tell
Stop
you,
it.
You know this, if Tom Brady loses, ridiculous. All you minions will be like, what did you expect? He's 43 years old. Nobody thought he was going to get there. Vegas thought he was going to get there.
Actually,
and
they
I'll
didn't.
Pull
they
up the clip
the
for
were
you.
Gonna get there.
You know what?
They
after
the
season,
were get there,
we'll pull the clips of all the NFL analysts who picked Tom Brady to get
did.
There.
Some did. Some did, Rob. But you said more people picked the Saints.
You know what I'm talking about when I say everybody.
No,
don't,
I don't.
Don't take it so
like
literal.
Green,
all right, now
like
you remember
Green
this.
Was,
you remember
like,
this.
You're acting like people thought Green Bay was garbage.
They did not think
course,
they were going
I'm
to
not
the Super
taking
Bowl.
It, Rob, I'm not taking it literally. I'm just saying you
I'm
can't
do
even
the same
make, you
thing when
even,
you bring that up. When you bring it up.
You can't even use everybody figuratively when you're talking about Tampa Bay because more people thought the Saints would get there than the Buccaneers.
Yeah, but I'm
if
talking about between
say,
these two teams.
If you want to say everybody thought the Saints were going, that would have more weight because more people did think they were going.
More people thought the Bucs over Green Bay by double, 28-1 to 14-1.
But you like to poo-poo it. But Tom Brady, and I'm not saying this as a guy that likes Brady. I'm saying it because it's a fact. We've never seen anyone play the position, or any position for that matter. Heck, any sport for that matter. We've never seen basketball, football, baseball. We've never seen anybody do this at 43 years old. And you're darn right. Not because you're trying to protect Tom Brady. If he loses, he's got a built-in excuse because he's 43 and he's already got 6 championships. Everything he does from this point on is gravy, Rob Parker. It's icing on the cake. He don't need nothing. He could have came out this year and been horrendous. They could have went 1-15. Yeah, he would have got some criticism. He would have hung it up, retired, and nobody would have thought us had a second thought about it. Nobody would have said he's not the GOAT. Just like when Michael Jordan couldn't even get the Washington Wizards to the playoffs. Nobody said, oh, Jordan's not what we thought he was. Oh, he's not the GOAT anymore. It's just the way it is when you're old. Aaron Rodgers is still in his prime. He's 37. He needs another Super Bowl. The NFL.com is right on the money. Aaron Rodgers needs this more than anyone else, and it would be a failure for him, who's 1-3 in NFC title games, who's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns in NFC title games, who's got the home field advantage in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, to lose to a team that has a worse record, an older quarterback. That would be failure. Tom Brady failed. Tom Brady's already won this year. Period. You can get mad about it, criticize it. It's a fact. I ain't saying that because I like Tom Brady. It's a fact. Is that a mic drop?
No, just I already said that he had to win. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just telling you about the Brady factor.
I'm saying the same.
I already said that. They didn't tell you anything, Chris. That's so obvious. It's obvious. It's obvious if they lost, it would be bad.
But not for Rodgers.
Because Brady came here to go to the Super Bowl. It's a failure for Tom Brady. Tom Brady came there to go to the Super Bowl. No other reason. No, Tom Brady left New England to go to the Super Bowl, Chris. Anything less than a Super Bowl for Tom Brady is a failure. That is fact. That's fact. You sitting here going, he's gravy. Tom Brady's not mashed potatoes. It's not gravy. He came to go to the Super Bowl. And if he doesn't, the mission that he started before the season started would be a failure. Those are facts.
Okay, what was Aaron Rodgers' goal
when
he started
this season? We're talking about Tom Brady.
No, we're talking about
both of them. No, we're not.
Stop it.
We're talking about Tom Brady.
Don't talk to him.
No, we're talking about Tom Brady. No, I'm telling you what I said.
You're afraid
to. I already said
to.
You're afraid. I said it before we even started. I told you. They're telling you that Aaron Rodgers has to win. That's obvious.
What was his mission?
I think that's obvious. There's no story there.
What was his mission?
That's obvious.
What was it?
It's obvious. Of course Aaron Rodgers is trying to win the Super Bowl. No, it ain't.
Okay,
I said that to start the segment, Chris. Listen to what I'm saying. You're so caught up on your damn narrative. Listen.
I don't have narratives. I have facts.
Yes, you do. Patrick Mahomes. Anytime somebody says something about Patrick Mahomes, you get your panties in a bunch.
You
want to run. Oh, Josh Allen. Josh Allen don't have any stats. How many more yards does Patrick Mahomes throw? What are you talking about? Oh,
facts.
He had 26 touchdowns last
facts.
Year, but he missed games. Oh,
facts.
Wow. All that. Forget that.
Okay, so I guess for Rob Parker to hear him tell it, Tom Brady started the season Super Bowl. That's what I'm going for. I want to win the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers apparently didn't. Because you said for Tom Brady, it was Super Bowl. That's what I want to do. I came to Tampa to win a Super Bowl. So anything less than that is failure. So I guess for Aaron Rodgers, he went into the season, NFC Championship. I want to be in the NFC Championship. That's it. That's my goal.
Chris,
stop it, Rob.
Chris, you're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
Let's hear
you're
from
just
other
afraid
people.
To admit it.
Let's, No,
you can't say it's a
every
total
quarterback
for Tom
goes
Brady,
into the season trying to. Everybody went to the season trying to win a Super Bowl.
Oh,
yes.
So
everybody,
why is it only a failure for Brady?
No, I'm talking about Brady's season will be a complete failure because he's the one who picked Tampa Bay because he thought they had enough weapons. He thought he could get to the Super Bowl. He was afraid to stay in the AFC. He knew he couldn't get over Patrick Mahomes.
Did Aaron Rodgers think he could get to the Super Bowl?
Chris, that's not what I told you.
Rob, you're making no sense.
No,
I just got you tongue-tied.
No,
you're
you don't.
You're a pretzel right now.
You won't let me say it.
Let me save you.
Just go ahead.
Yeah, let me save you mercifully. 877-99 or Fox. 877-996-6369. Woo, it got spirited. We went from 0 to 100. From Hank Aaron to regular odd couple banter. Your turn to weigh in. Is it a total failure for Tom Brady if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl? And is it not a total failure for Aaron Rodgers if he doesn't get to the Super Bowl? Your turn to weigh in. The odd couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Brady could do that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, yeah, it's a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher is in them crates. We're the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something on your auto insurance. We're also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast because some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free stuff like free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery. It's all available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right. Is it a failure for Brady, a total failure, if he doesn't reach the Super Bowl this year? Or what about Aaron Rodgers? Your turn to weigh in.
Ty in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ty?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Huge fan. And I love you guys' work, and I just want to let you guys know you guys are killing it, man. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Brother. Appreciate it.
And so I'll say this. Typically, Chris, I ride with you a lot on some of your takes, but I got to side with Rob here. Brady, he left New England. They didn't re-sign him, and he signed a 2-year deal in Tampa Bay. This is going to be his 14th conference championship game. So he's used to the playoffs. At this point in his career, in these last 2 years, it's Super Bowl or bust. So if he doesn't make it there, I think it is a failure. Obviously, Rodgers losing to Brady wouldn't be a great look, but once, you know, Brees is retired, the NFC, as far as quarterbacks, Rodgers will be pretty much the best one in the NFC, so he at least has time left to get to the Super Bowl. But for Brady, this is it.
Man, Rodgers ain't been to the Super Bowl in a decade. He needs to get there, period.
It's funny because Tom Brady went 9 years without winning a Super Bowl, too.
That's right.
You predict Aaron Rodgers is going to win three in four years? Maybe.
All I'm saying, Ty, thanks for the call and the support, bro. We appreciate you. Thank you. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, you guys got two for one today.
Right, two for one today.
Hey, before you get to that, just real quick, Mark, we know you're an older guy like us. Hank Aaron, just real short.
Thoughts real quick, we had... We had a conversation about this. That was April 8th, 1974. That was my 18th birthday. I was at my grandparents' house. With a little birth. Remember, I told you guys about a crowd in front of a small television watching them do this?
So
that's special to me. That was my 18th birthday.
Wow.
So,
no doubt.
Anyway, real quick, of course it's a Super Bowl bust for Brady. He went and got all his toys, brought his buddy Gronk in. He's 43. He don't have any time to waste. It's Super Bowl or bust. He's not 23. Yes, he's got to win. And I'm going to defer the rest of my time to Rob. Rob, will you finish going Bucky Brooks on Chris on this? You guys have a good one.
please. Y'all crazy. Y'all are nuts. A 43-year-old man going to be a failure if he don't reach the Super Bowl, but a 37-year-old in his prime who's only won one won't be?
Marty.
You can say he is, but you got to say Rodgers is too. That's all I'm saying.
Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas. Good talk to
What's
you.
What's up, Marty? I think Marty's going to bring some logic to this.
Yeah, I got some for you. If Brady finishes his career in Tampa and he doesn't win a Super Bowl and he retires, I'll be happy for him if he can stop eating avocado ice cream and he can sign with Pillsbury so he can bake him a bunch of biscuits because this dude's so gravy. He's got so much gravy. And he's gravy right now, Chris. You nailed it. I mean, come on, he's 43. And all these years, when I see how these players play for the Patriots, I wonder, is this Belichick? Is this Brady? I've seen the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Brady mentality. He's a leader. And that's the one thing you can question about Aaron Rodgers. Is he that type of leader? Does he rub off on all of his teammates the way Brady does? I've never been a big Brady fan, definitely not a Patriots fan, but seeing what his leadership does and has an effect on, I can't say anything, but the dude is gravy.
Outstanding call, Marty. One of your best. Certainly your best this week.
Hey, Bill in California, you're in the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bill?
Hey, fellas. First off, rest in peace to probably the greatest natural power hitter of all time, Mr. Hank Aaron.
Good way to put it.
Peace. Yes.
All right. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady. He's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's a Friday night edition of Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you real quick, just in case this is the first time here, this illustrious segment. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing some trolling right here, because we've heard of coaches in the NBA getting hired straight from their playing days. And it sounds like the NFL might be considering the same thing. The Houston Texans are rumored to be interested in former journeyman quarterback Josh McCown filling the last open head coaching vacancy in the NFL. Rob, trolling or rolling, Josh McCown the head coach?
You know I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I just, you know, like, I know they got their favorites, they like people, and they keep giving Josh McCown a job, and he doesn't have to come to practice, and he's been on 15 teams and all this kind of craziness. It's so blatant and so wrong. No, I'd rather them give an opportunity to guys who have been coaches and offensive and defensive coordinators and who have paid their dues. They deserve a chance before Josh McCown.
I'm definitely trolling this.
Oh,
as well.
Man. Hey.
Utterly ridiculous. All right, the NFL is not the NBA. There's so much that goes into being an NFL head coach that you don't have to worry about in the NBA. Josh McCown coached high school, Myers Park High School in Charlotte. We're really hiring a guy straight from being a high school coach to coach an NFL team?
They did that at Notre Dame, Chris. It was a disaster.
Jerry Faust. Right.
Yes.
Right. And
they
that's
did
not
that
even
before.
Right. And Faust was a great, legendary high school coach.
High school
Rob,
coach.
You know that.
And he failed. Right.
Yep. So, absolutely, that would be ridiculous. I'm trolling.
I'll tell you what. I just want one organization to love me like the NFL loved Josh McCown. Because that guy's been getting checked since he was 18 years old.
It's unbelievable. And the last job he had with the Eagles, he was a fourth-string quarterback and didn't have to be in Philadelphia.
He didn't even have to go, Chris.
They just had him.
Wanted to give him some money.
Right. Just write him a check.
Right.
And why does he have
a Christmas
roster spot?
Card with like a million-dollar check in it?
All right, trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Golden State Warriors are struggling in a major way compared to the last few years, but last night's loss may not have been all their fault. Draymond Green got ejected after getting his second tech of the game right before half, but the rub is he was yelling at his teammate, rookie James Wiseman, not the ref. Now, the ref said that they knew that he was yelling at Wiseman, but kicked Green out anyway. Chris, are you trolling or rolling Draymond getting kicked out last night?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
The NBA is already ultra sensitive. You look at a guy funny after you dunked on him and you get a technical. You look at a ref for too long, you get a technical. It's ridiculous. They're grown men. This goes back, Rob, you know this, from 25 years ago. Because they had some fights in the finals, they went way overboard and still haven't turned, fixed this thing and gotten it right. Yelling at your own teammate should never get you ejected. Unless you go over there and punch him in the face or something. Come on. That's ridiculous.
I'm trolling it as well. I mean, come on. Man. We already know.
When will the officials realize
nobody's there to see them? Don't even get it. Stop with taking players out of games. If somebody does something heinous, Chris, or overboard, like you said, punching a teammate or any kind of thing, even your own teammate, that's not acceptable.
Right.
But yelling and just because you hear something or a guy makes a movement or a head gesture and you think it's directed at you, unless the guy's in your mug and tells you it's for you, you should just look the other way and keep walking.
Amen.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, LeBron put a straight whooping on Giannis yesterday. And you'll remember, LeBron was upset that he didn't get more consideration for MVP, saying they need to count the votes better. Last night, he was singing a little bit of a different tune. He said, quote, "It's not about individual honors. It's all about the team success." Rob, are you trolling or rolling LeBron saying basically it's all about the team?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Since Giannis has won back-to-back MVPs, there's nothing else for him to say. So he has to say team because he won a championship and Giannis didn't get there. So that's the only thing. That's his only ace in the hole. So that's why he has to use a team thing because he got trounced in the MVP voting that he really thought he was going to win. His minions had him convinced that he was going to win and he was a Cinderella story. And then he saw the results and he was trounced.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Look, I think LeBron has realized. Look, would he love to win the MVP award this year? Sure. He definitely wanted it last year. But I think he recognizes that the way for him to get to the GOAT, or, you know, in many people's eyes, is to win championships. That's it. If LeBron wins the championship and doesn't win the MVP, a lot of people will move him closer to Michael or above Michael. It's not if he wins the MVP but not the finals, nobody's moving him above Michael or even closer to Michael. So, yeah, I'm rolling with LeBron. I think he was being honest.
All right, Martin Weiss.
Good job. You got anything to add, Martin? Who you got this weekend?
Who I got this weekend? I'm going against the spread, of course, because I pick games like a real man, not just straight up.
We do.
I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about everybody who just heard that and felt some type of way. A hit dog will holler.
I do think in the playoffs it should just be win. Because who cares if you – I mean, for bettors, yeah. I gamblers, all that, I get it, the points. But if you just, you know, for your average person, you just care if your team wins.
I'm going with the Packers and the Chiefs, both teams to cover. I just think it's going to be a State Farm Super Bowl, guys.
Discount right. Double check for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. And with your Rodgers rate, the Patrick haircut, whatever that commercial is, that's what we'll be seeing that for next month.
All right, that's our man Martin Weiss, Fox Sports 1 producer. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate y'all.
Enjoy the weekend. Rob, the Nets, quickly before we go to break. I mean, look, Durant's not playing tonight. And we know they just got together. But the defensive thing is getting real. They're down 61-60 to the Cavs at halftime. They still got Kyrie and Harden. Kyrie's got 18. Harden's got 10 points, 8 assists. But they can't stop anybody.
Yeah. No, they got to get it fixed.
They got to get it together, right? All right. All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of something. That's money for those not in the know. On your auto insurance. Rob, did you see Shaquille O'Neal's interview, post-game interview yesterday with Utah star Donovan Mitchell?
Not a pretty picture.
Yeah, well, I want to get your thoughts on this. Well, let's get your thoughts first. Kevin Durant, LeBron James weighed in as well, but what was your thought watching that?
You go first. You should go first. You're the NBA guy.
I want to play off what LeBron and KD said. So if you don't want to
rather you just start it. Just start.
That's what I'm saying. Well, go to.
All right, you want to hear the sound?
Rob G, tell us the whole story.
Okay.
Well, it's not really just the Shaq thing. The NBA right. on TNT guys have been under fire a lot more recently just because Shaq and Charles Barkley have been very blunt with their criticism of today's NBA. They seem like they don't like it, to be honest with you. That's the narrative growing on Twitter.
I think that's true.
They seem to be very upset with today's players, that there's a lot of load management. They don't like the style of play. So
right.
I certainly get why Shaq would feel that way.
Right. And so
because he wouldn't be playing today.
Right. His game was totally low post dominant, didn't shoot the three. Although, you know, if he was growing up today, he'd be a different type of player. But I don't blame Shaq for, like, people are totally belittling post play, which was his bread and butter.
Okay. So, like you mentioned, it kind of boiled over a little bit last night with the Shaq Donovan Mitchell exchange. And Cuffs the Legend, who was on the Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre podcast last week, coincidentally enough, if you want more of me, check that out. Shameless plug.
More airtime?
Yes.
Really?
I'm like Rob Parker right now. You know, I have 28 jobs.
Wow.
But he put on his Instagram account, he says, "Why are young players so sensitive when the OG legends give them constructive criticism? When did the respect level change?" Well, KD and LeBron both responded in comments. KD first, "Them old heads need to go enjoy retirement. These boys have coaches they work with every day," implying they don't need criticism from the talking heads. LeBron followed up right after that, said, "There's a difference between constructive criticism and soft hating, though. I've seen it both ways come my way, mostly hate. You can hear it in their delivery."
All right, do we have sound of Shaq's brief interview with Donovan Mitchell?
Right, because
do we have that sound? We do have it. Here it is. We do have
part of it. This is Shaq. I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
That's it?
All right, that's it.
Okay, cool.
I've been hearing that since my rookie year. You know, I'm just going to get better and do what I do.
Good.
At the end of the day.
Well, that's what I wanted you to hear you say. Yes, love sir. Your game, brother. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Oh, my point is this, Rob. And like LeBron said, that he basically implied that Shaq was hating. And you can tell by their tone. I thought, now granted, it's rude. It's, you know, to go up in somebody's face. I don't think you got what it takes to win, to go to the next level. But I thought the way Shaq did it, the way he said it, it came off to me like he was trying to motivate Donovan Mitchell. He said, "I said this, you don't have what it takes to get to the next level, and I wanted you to hear it. So what do you have to say about that?" There's only one of two things has to be true in my mind. One, Shaq either wanted to start major beef with Donovan Mitchell and say, yo, yeah, I called you out. I said you can't go to the next level. What you got to say about it? Like, he wanted to start a fight or something with him. Or two, he wanted to motivate Donovan Mitchell and have Donovan use that criticism. Go, prove me wrong, young buck. Prove me wrong. I think it was the latter. There's no reason he would have wanted to start beef with Donovan Mitchell.
See, here's my issue, and I know I'm going to go off the rails a little bit. You're asking Shaq to be a reporter and interview players where he has no skills at interviewing. And Chris, you just said it. It would be like me writing a column when Jim Leland was the manager of the Tigers, saying he should be fired and going to his face and say, yep, I wrote you should be fired. What do you think of that? Right. You would never do that. And the way he came at Donovan Mitchell is not professional. That's not, what do you expect the guy to say, Chris, when you ask that? That's not, he's not trained to do that. Yes, he's an analyst. He played basketball, whatever. Having players interview other players, this is the issue I do have with this. And that's not the way you go at it. He put Donovan in an awkward situation.
He put Donovan in a bad situation.
Right. Yeah. What is there to, Chris, what am I? Shaq. You're right. I stink. I can never make it to the finals. You know, my game is awful in the NBA. I don't even know. I'm stealing money every day. Seriously, what is his answer? What kind of, that's, and if you were trying to motivate somebody, Chris. Well. No, he did. He could have gone off, could have gone crazy.
Right.
And that's the other thing about LeBron. LeBron's like, oh, it's hating. LeBron, anything that anybody says, LeBron thinks is hating. If it's Skip Bayless, oh, my God, these guys never played. They don't know anything about the game. And now it's guys who are all accomplished, who have won championships, who played on the same court you played, and now you're saying they don't know anything. Well, I mean, which one is it? Because it's not a fluff interview and, man, you had 36. That was great. Man, where you going to get chicken tonight? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and here's the other thing, right? Like Kevin Durant saying these old heads need to go and enjoy retirement. Are you saying that you don't want former players to have a career in broadcasting?
Thank you, Chris.
I mean, really. And I bet you Kevin Durant does a freaking podcast. We've heard Kevin Durant on other podcasts criticizing athletes. Come on, man. Keep it locked.